Marco Werman, and this is The World. Glad you could be here. The Zika virus has reached the president's desk. Not literally, but President Obama has been briefed on the dangers of Zika, and he's calling for faster research into treatments and vaccines. Here's what we do know. Zika is transmitted by mosquitoes, and it's got a lot of people in Latin America worried right now. Zika causes a fever and other mild symptoms in most cases, but health officials also believe it's linked to a rise in birth defects in Brazil, which is why pregnant women are being advised not to travel to several countries in Central and South America. We'll hear from Brazil in a few minutes. First, though, let me turn to my colleague, Tulip Mazumder. She's the BBC's global health correspondent based in London. Tulip covered the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, and I asked her if she sees any parallels with the current Zika outbreak.
Well, this is not like the Ebola outbreak in many ways, mainly because it is not being transmitted from person to person. It's mainly transmitted through the mosquito, the Aedes mosquito, which came from Africa, has now traveled to Latin America. It's also found in Southeast Asia and South Asia. This is not a virus that you pick up through close contact with people. However, it is a very frightening virus for people who are pregnant or who are considering getting pregnant, as you said. And it is similar in the way that we don't have, the world doesn't have the tools to fight it. There's not a lot known about Zika, less in fact than was known about Ebola. There's not a vaccine, there's not a cure. So really everybody's running to play catch up to try and deal with this thing and put a lid on it as soon as possible.
In the early stages of a disease like this, like Zika, what are the initial concerns when trying to figure out how far it could spread?
People are bracing themselves. I mean, the World Health Organization came out earlier this week and they said, you know, all of the Americas, apart from Chile and Canada, can expect cases because we know that this mosquito that transmits the virus are in these places. So everybody's bracing themselves and beyond the Americas, like I said, South Asia, Southeast Asia and Africa as well are all sort of standing by expecting cases. So at the moment, what authorities in the worst affected areas are doing, you know, such as Northeast Brazil, is they're trying to clear the breeding grounds where these mosquitoes thrive. And this is in standing water. People in these areas are being encouraged to wear mosquito repellent. They're fumigating areas. They're using insecticides to try and cut the mosquito population. I mean, there's even work going on in Brazil right now, and this had been happening in advance of this Zika outbreak, of trying to genetically modify mosquitoes so they don't reproduce as much as we've seen.
So what makes Chile and Canada safe zones for Zika, or rather unsafe zones for Zika and safe for the rest of us?
So Zika thrives in tropical climates. So where it's warmer and wetter, that's where we see this particular mosquito thrive. So here in the UK, for example, you know, you're not likely to have a big spread of cases because it's just not warm enough. The mosquito will die quickly. So that's why it is just in these tropical climates where this can really thrive.
You mentioned, Tulip, that the search for a vaccine for Zika might happen in 3 years. I mean, that totally echoes those early months of Ebola. We might find a vaccine, but might not come around in time to save anybody. Are there other little telltale signs in these early stages of Zika that concern you, that kind of are deja vus of Ebola?
I think the biggest deja vu moment really is that I'm saying again, there is no vaccine, there is no cure. And people are being really terribly impacted by it. Okay, it's not the level or the number of deaths, but clearly it has a huge impact for now thousands of babies. There's going to be a whole generation of children affected by this, and we don't yet know how many that's going to be. It's already coming up to 4,000. That is the biggest case of sort of feeling like, okay, we're back to where we were. But I can't really emphasize enough that this is not Ebola. It's such a different type of virus. It's not passed between person to person. But this is a virus that has been around for a long time. We know mosquito-borne viruses can be extremely deadly, malaria, for example. And yet we are still in a position where we don't have the tools to fight it.
Tulip Mazumder in London there. She's the global health correspondent for our partners at the BBC.